BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。
And I'm Beth.
在本期节目中，我们要回答的问题来自一位网友，问题由我来代读。您好，我对于 more than 和 rather than 这两个搭配的翻译和强调的对象很是迷茫，看的参考书无法很好的解决，所以向您寻求帮助。谢谢这位网友发来的问题。注意，本期节目中要讲解的两个搭配并不是连在一起的 more than 以及 rather than， 而是分开的两个搭配。每个搭配中单词 than 的前后需要有不同的成分，但是为了方便大家的理解，我们将把这两个搭配分别读成 more than 和 rather than。
These structures with than are quite advanced and are common in spoken English.
That's right. 虽然 more than 和 rather than 都包含 than, 但它们的用法不同。
Let's look at more than. This is a comparative and can be used to correct or add more information to what someone else has just said.
More than 的意思相当于与其说什么倒不如说什么。是一个比较级结构，可以用来纠正或补充说明他人说过的内容。More than 可以用于说明事实，强调另一个人对现实的陈述存在偏差。来听一段对话。
Is it cold?
No, it's more stormy than cold.
对话中的男士用搭配 more stormy than cold， 与其说冷，倒不如说有暴风雨。换句话说，这位男士认为对现在天气情况更准确的描述并不是气温的高低，而是 stormy, 有暴风雨的。
Yes, stormy is more of a focus than the temperature, so the emphasis is on this adjective. Therefore, the speaker says the main weather description, stormy, before what it's being compared to, cold.
Yes, 我们再来听一个使用的搭配 more than 的例句。
Liu Jun, I know you said it's sugary, but it tastes more bitter than sweet.
从这句话中可以看出，刘俊尝了某个食物之后说很甜，但说话人却用 more bitter than sweet 来表示他觉得与其说甜，其实是苦。
Yes, the speaker is describing food. They are contrasting what Liu Jun said that it is sugary with what they can taste now, which is bitterness.
是的。注意，在 more than 的结构中， more 的后面接事物的显著特征，而 than 后面接的是与事实有偏差的描述。
We can also use this structure to give our opinions, especially when we have a different opinion to someone else.
More than 还可以用来提出我们对某件事情或事物的个人观点，特别是当我们与他人的观点不同的时候。来听一段对话。
I love this dress. It's so cute.
I'd say it's more elegant than cute.
Here, the woman thinks the dress is cute. The man thinks a better description is elegant.
对话中的男士用搭配 more elegant than cute， 表达自己的观点与这位女士不同。这位男士认为，描述这件连衣裙的形容词用 elegant， 优雅的，要比用 cute。精致可爱的更合适。
Now let's look at rather than. This construction is used with pronouns and is part of a fixed phrase that doesn't have a subject, like rather you than me.
是的，我们把 rather than 与人称代词搭配使用，表示说话人想让另一个人而不是自己做某件事情。请听例句。
I'd hate to work for that department, rather him than me.
The speaker would not like to work for this department, and the speaker is expressing that they would not like to work where the man does.
说话人用 rather him than me 来表达自己不愿意去给那个部门工作，还是他去吧，我可不去。他去总比我去好。再来听一个例句。
Sharing a flat with 8 other people. Rather you than me.
Again, the opinion of the speaker is that they would not like to share a flat with 8 others.
说话人用搭配 rather you than me 来表示自己不想与八人同住一个公寓，所以还是你来吧，我就算了。
Okay, Jiayin, let's summarize.
好的，归纳一下，搭配 more than 的意思是，与其说什么什么，倒不如说什么什么，用来表达他人的陈述与事实有偏差，或两人的观点之间是有差别的。搭配 rather than 的意思是，他做总比我做好，表达说话人不想做一件另一个人可能要做的事情。
Remember, if you have a question about the English language you'd like to ask us, please send us an email. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye, everyone.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.